We continue praying across America, and today we lift up Minnesota and Iowa. Father, we thank you for Minnesota. The capital is St. Paul. We thank you for the 5.7 million people that live there. Pray for their salvation and pray for their transformation. We thank you that it became part of the statehood in 1858, becoming the 32nd state to join the Union. It boasts of the largest Somali populations in the U.S., estimated at over 100,000 residents. Unique. And so we pray for them and that they would come to know the Lord. It has the largest number of Lutherans in the country, the most northerly of all states except for Alaska. And it's often called the land of 10,000 lakes and 10 million mosquitoes due to its abundant bodies of water attracting mosquitoes. So, Father, we thank you for Minnesota and we lift it up to you. We ask that you will bless them. We pray you would bless the Minnesota to be restored to it, your original intent and design. Where we have mourned, we ask you would give them a crown of glory for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garments of praise to replace a faint spirit. Thank you, God, that Minnesota, the government and its people will rise up as standard bearers of righteousness. That's what we pray for. They would be firmly planted in you, all for your glory. We glorify you in the restoration and repair of their city, state, and their hearts for the sake of our entire nation and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank you for Iowa, capital Des Moines, and 3.2 million people. We pray for their salvation and transformation. We thank you that it became part of the state in 1846, or a state, and 29th to join the Union. The only state that starts with two vowels, ranking high in beef, corn, pork, soybean, and cereal production. Their farms produce enough food each to feed over 300 people and is home to more than 85,000 farms. 92% of Iowa's land is covered with farms. So we lift up the farmers and pray you would bless them, keep them out of a drought. We pray for sufficient rain this year so they can produce the crops that they do. And even more, we thank you that they're even leading in organic gardening and farming, which is a huge thing to help. And so, Father, we also thank you that they use wind for their power and they lead the nation in it. We also pray, God, for the great awakening there. We pray that the Holy Spirit will rain down in this state by the power and with wisdom, righteousness, that your will would be done for Iowa's leaders and people, for a righteous and wise approach to their duties and to follow your will. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who brings freedom. We confess their need for your divine guidance. Empower them to live godly lives. We pray that you would transform Iowa, that they would see your glory and be changed into your likeness. Help Iowa to reflect your glory in Jesus' mighty name. And we say, Jesus is Lord of Minnesota and Iowa, in Jesus' name.